morning on WCHL, lots of opposition has big money into the Orange County Sheriff's race, and early voting numbers continue to rise. Jan Boxall's term as UNC faculty chair is nearing its end.
There was plenty of work to be done by the faculty, so I certainly knew that I was embarking on a daunting expedition.
What's the best and safest way to clean up the coal ash ponds?
I think it's important to understand that excavation and transportation process would be an extraordinarily dangerous thing to attempt.
And we'll hear from one of UNC's disgruntled former professors who says the current administration needs to be more transparent. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill cover of traffic and weather together in WCHL Championship Sports. Carolina baseball heads into exam break with rest in mind. And
will the Charlotte Bobcats be better or worse as the Charlotte Hornets again?
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
6:07 at WCHL. Struts, Stutz, and another cloudy day, mostly cloudy all day. Scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Our high today in the upper 70s. Also going to have some very strong winds later on in the day. It's not raining at the moment, and that's a positive note. According to recently released campaign finance reports, one sheriff's candidate has raised and spent more money than all his competitors combined. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
Orange County will elect a new sheriff for the first time in 3 decades, and with 6 Democrats vying for the job, that race could be decided in next week's primary. With that in mind, candidates are spending the majority of their campaign dollars now. But no one has raised and spent as much as Charles Blackwood. According to first quarter campaign finance reports, the 32-year veteran of the sheriff's office raised $34,700 so far this election cycle. That includes $5,400 the campaign had on hand at the beginning of the race, another $5,800 Blackwood loaned his campaign, and $28,800 from individuals. Of that, Blackwood has spent $22,700. In addition to paying for signs and banners, the campaign has spent $5,000 on mailers, $3,400 on hats and t-shirts, $1,000 on a custom car wrap, and $460 in fuel. This puts him head and shoulders above his competition. For comparison, Keith Webster has raised $8,000, David Caldwell has raised $4,600, Andy Cagle has $4,200, Larry Fawcett has $3,500, and Buddy Parker raised a little more than $2,000. While most of the candidates have spent the bulk of the money raised, Blackwood still has $11,800 in his campaign coffers, which may prove useful if next week's primary triggers a runoff. If no one garners more than 40% of the vote, the top two candidates will face off in the second primary later this summer. Early voting is underway now until Saturday, and the primary is next Tuesday. For more about each candidate, you can listen to a forum hosted by the Orange County Democratic Party on our website, chapelboro.com. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM. WCHL.
During Jan Boxall's first faculty meeting as chair of the faculty council, she shared the theme that we are all partners. In her final speech to the faculty council on Friday, she reflected on her time as chair and shared her hopes for the future of faculty governance as her term nears its end. WCHL's Rachel Nash reports.
We will continue to be faced with challenges, but I think together I'm confident that we can overcome them and become a stronger university that we can all be proud of, that we can share in, and I emphasize the word share.
When Boxall began her term in the leadership position as one of UNC's top academic officials in July of 2011, the university was dealing with steep budget cuts and most notably the ongoing academic and athletic scandals.
There was plenty of work to be done by the faculty, so I certainly knew that I was embarking on a daunting expedition.
Boxall has faced her share of criticism in connection to the university's athletic and academic scandals, and this fallout has continued to see new life. In mid-July 2013, Boxall was accused by the News and Observer of a cover-up for an internal university email about information regarding academic fraud issues in the African and Afro-American Studies Department. The department had been found to have offered fake and no-show classes. Boxall told WCHL in the following weeks that she was cast in a negative light for trying to help the university at a time when its reputation was in jeopardy with the NCAA, the media, and the public. In response to the NNO article, the UNC Faculty Executive Committee issued a statement of support for Boxall. During the meeting Friday, she thanked the committee for their encouragement during a time when she faced so much public scrutiny. Boxall's time as chair will end in July, and Dr. Bruce Cairns, professor in the Department of Surgery and director of the North Carolina J.C. Byrne Center, will succeed her. In April, with record voter turnout, Cairns was elected to the position. This increased participation from the faculty, Boxall said, made her confident that the UNC community will continue to remain engaged, saying that, quote, none of us can do what we need to do alone.
We're not and are not islands unto ourselves.
Boxall, who received a standing ovation from her colleagues during the meeting, said that shared participation in faculty governance will be the key for the university to be successful in dealing with the challenges that lie ahead. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 6:12. More news coming up in just a moment.
We asked several members of the Cedars of Chapel Hill what they like best about living there. One of these is Jean Sutterth, Cedars member since 2005. Here's what Jean had to say.
My husband, Tom Sutterth, former state senator, passed away in 2010. He is the reason we came here. But let me tell you why I love living at the Cedars. The location is priceless. We are right in the middle of everything. Grocery stores, the Metamont community, the security and transportation are incredible. The grounds are breathtaking. The food is delicious. I am a vegetarian. And they even customize my pizza. The perks offered on campus are endless. Workout room, pool, hair salon, newspapers, movies, concerts, and so much more. My beloved Tom brought me to the right place.
Thanks, Jean. To learn more about the Cedars lifestyle, visit cedarsofchapelhill.com.
Concerts? Check. Outdoor movies? Check. Fresh and local goods? Check and check. Chapel Hill's new old neighborhood, Southern Village, has every ingredient for your perfect Southern summer. And guess what? Good times are cooking. This Sunday, we welcome the Durham Ukulele Orchestra as part of our annual Sunday music series on the Village Green. Join us at 6 p.m. for a fantastic performance that includes a ukulele jam at the end. So come have yourself a real Southern summer for free. Visit southernvillage.com for more information and see you Sunday at 6.
Did you know that Orange County's commissioners will be decided in the May 6th primary? Hi, I'm Bonnie Hauser. I love Orange County, and I'm running for Orange County Commissioner at Large. After years of working with local issues, I couldn't understand why our schools were in disrepair while our taxes are the highest in the state and county leaders were planning new offices for themselves. Business as usual is not working. We need new leadership for the challenges that lie ahead. Please vote for me, Bonnie Hauser, Commissioner at Large. We can do better.
Paid for by the committee to elect Bonnie Hauser. Visit BonnieHauser.com.
Wake up with Ron Stutz, and remember that we're your station for Carolina, uniquely qualified to bring you the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Good morning.
WCHL News Time is 6:14. It's agreed that Duke Energy needs to stop the contamination of waterways in areas surrounding its 33 unlined coal ash ponds at 14 coal-fired power plants located across North Carolina. But state officials, activists, and company leaders are at odds over the best way to address this problem. In the wake of the massive spill into the Dan River back in February, environmental groups are demanding that the nation's largest utility remove the more than 100 million tons of hazardous coal ash away from the sites. This would entail drying the coal ash, which contains toxic substances such as lead, arsenic, and mercury, according to WCHL's resident science expert and engineer, Jeff Danner. Duke Energy representatives told a legislative committee last week that removing all of the coal ash away from the state's rivers and lakes would take decades and cost up to $10 billion, with the company's customers likely to pay for the majority of the cleanup. That's according to the Associated Press. Here is Jeff Danner to comment on that.
And if it just were the time and the expense involved, I would say, well, go ahead, get on with it. But I think it's important to understand that that excavation and transportation process would be an extraordinarily dangerous thing to attempt.
Danner, who's been following the fallout from the coal ash spill, said that from an engineering standpoint, he believes the safest way to deal with the coal ash is to continue to store it on site, but in a different manner, without having to dry it. Drying coal ash ponds to remove the waste would be dangerous if it were to become uncontained and dispersed. Danner suggested incorporating the coal ash into solid blocks of concrete as a safer form of long-term storage. Danner said that attempting to dry and remove the coal ash waste could prove to be disastrous and result in accidents associated with these types of non-routine procedures.
In order to keep it on site and keep it from blowing away in the wind, it's kept underwater so that when you hear coal ash pond, they're accumulating it and keeping it under the water so it doesn't blow away.
Inhaling coal ash, he said, obviously leads to getting the toxic substance in your lungs, which can cause immediate health problems and can lead to cancer. If the coal ash were to be hauled away in massive amounts to a central lined landfill, Danner said the risk would be too high. Having to excavate the collection ponds and relocating the massive amounts of coal ash that have accumulated over the years versus disposing of it as it accrued are very different matters.
And I think if you want to say what should have happened in all these years from the very beginning, it would have been manageable to store this waste and take it off-site in small increments as it was generated over the last couple of decades.
Duke Energy officials told lawmakers just last week that they proposed to excavate the coal ash at only three of its power plants in an effort to be more cost-efficient. For the remaining plants, they would dry the ash and cover it with giant tarps topped with soil. Danner said that this method would not be a viable long-term solution either, and that the tarps would corrode over time. The most environmentally friendly and least dangerous threat to human health, he said, could be done without having to dry the coal ash. From a broader perspective, Danner said that Duke Energy could fund studies to examine the larger issue of coal ash ponds and find better solutions for ways to store it. WCHL News Time, 6:17. Time now for traffic and weather together. And our very first traffic report of the morning is brought to you by your friends at Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Cruisers has the best-tasting fountain drinks in town, made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees, and guaranteed it tastes great. Cruisers, good to go. Very low traffic volume this morning out there in the Chapel Hill Carborough community and all over the Triangle, in fact, because it's so early, but that situation will change a little bit later on. When it does, we'll be reporting on problems. Rand Northam in the newsroom, as usual. You'll hear from him in about a half hour with our first real traffic report of the morning, and hopefully there won't be any problems to report. So call us at 919-967-8363. That'll put you through directly to the newsroom if you have any kind of a problem you'd like to report. Or you can also tweet us at WCHL. Let us know. We'll pass along the word. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by Crom Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crom Honda of South Point, located just a minute off 540 at the 751 exit. All right. It is 66 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers with isolated thunderstorms. Our high today in the upper 70s. Chance of rain today is 40%. Whole lot better than yesterday, what we were facing then. It's also going to be kind of windy later on in the day. Tonight, we're looking at partly cloudy skies with isolated showers possible. Just about a 20% chance of rain this evening. Our overnight low in the low 50s. Those winds are going to stay with us for a while. And then tomorrow, a cloudy day, but high in the upper 60s. Nothing really extreme. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 40s. And for your weekend, on Saturday, partly sunny with a high 75. Saturday night, clear with a low in the low 50s. And then on Sunday, we'll have mostly sunny skies with highs in the upper 70s. So we're looking at some cloudy days coming up here at WCHL. And we'll be reporting on the weather no matter how much it changes. And it certainly is subject to change, as we know. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. And we'll talk a little Carolina baseball. Diamond Heels are back in the midst of a six-day exam break. But the Carolina baseball team will be back in action next Tuesday for a critical stretch of games in an unfamiliar position, fighting for the postseason. That certainly doesn't happen very often in Carolina. WCHL's Matt Oakes has this report.
It was another anemic offensive display for the Carolina Bats Tuesday against East Carolina. The Tar Heels had hoped they'd hit their stride after a three-game ACC sweep of the Hokies of Virginia Tech. But after a rough shutout, head coach Mike Fox's bunch may be thankful for a hiatus from the diamond, especially since Carolina's most reliable hitter, Michael Russell, was forced to leave Tuesday's contest with a sore back. But all hope has not been lost for this year's crop of Tar Heels. The pitching staff is the strength of this year's team. In fact, star reliever Riley Hovis just earned ACC Co-Pitcher of the Week honors alongside NC State's Carlos Rodon. Assistant coach and former player Mark Flory says he's been impressed by Hovis's performance and expects more high-level innings to come.
And I'm glad he finally got recognized. And I know he's not going to stop. He wants to get it every week. Uh-huh. And I hope he does. And he deserves it. He's gonna keep pitching well and keep pounding the strike zone.
Coach Flory was on the edge of his seat for the Virginia Tech series. The Tar Heels needed to defend their home turf desperately. They did just that. Coach Flory says UNC's first ACC sweep of the season was a confidence booster.
A lot of close games, a lot of exciting games. I was on the edge of my seat every game, nervous. But it was exciting. It was exciting, and it's great for us to get our first ACC sweep.
Junior pitcher Benton Moss says he feels things are turning around, heading into the most important time of the year.
I think we're really starting to get there, and I'm hoping that, you know, come ACC tournament and NCAA tournament time, that we're going to be clicking on all cylinders. And
if the Tar Heels do find another level on offense, it would appear they could still do some damage in postseason play. As Coach Flory notes, Carolina has been snake bit on more than a few occasions this season.
We've been in the situation to have a lot of close ball games this year, and we've been through it. We've been on the bad side of a couple of them this year, but our guys know that not until that 27th out is made, the game goes final.
Coach Fox is urging his veteran players like Sky Bolt and Parks Jordan to step up in the remaining slate of games. A break away from the competitive grind could provide a fresh perspective for this youthful bunch. And if some of those one-run defeats start to turn the other way, 2014 may not be a lost cause by lofty Carolina baseball standards after all. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHO.
Again, it has been a very unusual year for Carolina baseball. Tar Heels perennial contenders to get to the College World Series in Omaha and challenge for a national title. Hasn't happened this year. Tar Heels have been struggling quite a bit, and hopefully they'll be able to come back with some wins and gain some real momentum at the end of the season. Tar Heels, it is certainly not a lost cause by lofty Carolina baseball standards, but it's going to be tough. It is 6:23 at WCHL. Thanks for waking up with us this morning on WCHL.
Did you know that sometimes it's okay to throw rocks at your wife? I'm Berkeley Grimble of Grimble Jewelers. Of course, the rocks I'm talking about are quite small. They sparkle, they catch fire when in the sunlight, and even twinkle in very dim light. They weigh hardly as much as a feather, so there's no worry about causing any harm with these rocks. Instead, when you toss one of these rocks ever so gently into your wife's hands, you'll see an excitement in her eyes that tells you that she wants you to throw rocks at her more often. Yes, sometimes it's okay to throw rocks at your wife, but only when those rocks are from Grimble Jewelers. We have rocks in all kinds of shapes, lots of different sizes. In fact, if you toss one her way, she'll be hoping for another one real soon. Grimble Jewelers. Sometimes it's okay to throw rocks at your wife. Sometimes there's nothing better that you could possibly do. Come see us for the rocks that she loves. Grimble Jewelers, corner of Franklin and Elliott, GrimbleJewelers.com.
This is Ron Stutz. We recognize hometown heroes every day, Monday through Friday, here on WCHL, sponsored by Performance Auto Mall. All this month, our hometown heroes will be moms. Actually, moms, grandmothers, daughters, those who are moms in one way or another, who also do good things in our community. Since Mother's Day is this month, they deserve some special recognition. Listen for lots of words of praise coming from those people who nominated them. Each mom we talk about will get a free massage from Massage Envy Spa at South Point in Eastgate. And one of our people doing the nominating will get a special prize package, including a Deepak VIP prize pack with tickets to see Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, free parking, and a dinner gift card. It's our special Moms Month to recognize moms who are hometown heroes right here on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL.
Sixty-six degrees in Chapel Hill this morning, a cloudy day. Scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today, but the chance of rain is 40%, and that's a whole lot better than 80 or 90%, that's for sure.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Visit AutoOwners.com. This is Charles Osgood. The Federal Reserve has been cutting back in recent months on the government bond buying binge it's been on. And yesterday, says CBS News business analyst Joe Schlesinger,
the Federal Reserve cut its bond buying program by an additional $10 billion, so we're down to $45 billion a month.
$45 billion a month, still a lot of money. The government issueth and the government buyeth. That means corporations and other entities issuing bonds don't have to pay so much interest on theirs, which is good for them, but bad for people living on fixed incomes. But low interest rates do stimulate the economy. That's the theory, anyway. Which brings us to what else the Fed did yesterday.
The Fed left its other big policy initiative, short-term interest rates, at 0 to 0.25%.
Did either of those moves come as a big surprise?
Both of those moves were widely expected.
More about all that after this. Mother's Day is almost here. You know how special Mom is. You want to make her smile and do it in style. So now's the time to send her the best for Mother's Day. A beautiful bouquet of roses from 1-800-Flowers.com. Their stunning roses are just perfect for all the moms in our lives, our mothers, our wives, our daughters, our mothers-in-law. Right now, 1-800-Flowers.com has an incredible offer for you since you listened to the Osgood File. Available now till Friday. Order a dozen multicolored roses and get another dozen roses and a vase, all for just $29.99. That's a full bouquet of 24 roses and a vase for just $29.99, 50% off the regular price. Lock in this great deal and have the bouquet delivered in time for Mother's Day. But this offer is available only while supplies last, so order now. Just go to 1-800-Flowers.com, either from your desktop or from your mobile device. Click on the radio microphone at the top of the page and type in my last name, Osgood, O-S-G-O-O-D. That's 1-800-Flowers.com and enter Osgood. Or you can call 1-800-Flowers and mention Osgood. Joe Schlesinger, did the Federal Reserve give any clue about how it sees the economy right now?
The central bank did comment that first quarter growth was a lot weaker than everyone thought, but the Fed says that they see a pickup in March and April and that the economy can withstand a little bit less stimulus.
Is that true, do you think?
We thought that the Fed would still see the economy as needing a bit of a boost, and it does. We also know that the Fed really doesn't have any change in its economic predictions despite severe winter weather, and that the economy is slowly gathering steam.
Yes, very slowly indeed. Slowly but surely.
The Fed is seeing what every economist is seeing, and that is that consumers are starting to step up to the plate. Now we need business to follow suit and government just not to stand in the way. So the three participants of the economy, the government, the business community, and consumers, it would be great if they were all on the same track. I think the Fed sees that happening in the coming months.
Joe Schlesinger, thank you. The Osgood File. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Leonardo da Vinci, the Mona Lisa, she's a great success. But how did you get her to smile like that?
Oh, Michelangelo, it's obvious. I sent her to the Breadmans.
Breadmans on Rosemary Street?
Sure. They've got the great food with breakfast all day and low prices. You can't go in there and not come out a smiling.
Yes, I better head to Breadmans today.
Today?
Yeah, they got me painting this ceiling for the next 4 years.
Oh, bummer.
Breadmans Restaurant, a Chapel Hill tradition.
What, you think we only like a pizza?
The Vietri Spring Warehouse Sale is here. Come see us at our Hillsboro Warehouse this Saturday through Monday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. daily. You'll find closeout prices on retired, slightly flawed, and one-of-a-kind samples of handcrafted Italian ceramics and glassware for the home and garden. Vietri product will be refreshed daily, along with daily sale specials. Red Window, the furniture boutique owned by the late Elizabeth Edwards, will also be selling its inventory of unique home furnishings at up to 80% off. Please visit vietri.com for more details. Ciao!
Hello, Orange County job seekers. This is Gilbert from Employment Services. Do you need new and creative strategies for employment and networking opportunities? Join us on the second and fourth Fridays for job seeking skills and interviewing workshops held at the Orange County Career Center, 503 West Franklin Street, Chapel Hill. Workshops begin at 9 a.m. Thanks, WCHL, for caring about our job seekers.
Are you looking for new customers? Try Our Local Deal, brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business, and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With Our Local Deal, your company or organization is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the site at OurLocalDeal.com, and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit OurLocalDeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
It is 6:30 at WCHL, and time now for your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee, fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fill up this morning at Cruisers, good to go. Well, it is 66 degrees right now, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and maybe even an isolated thunderstorm or two. Our high today about 78 degrees, and it also is going to be rather windy with strong gusts up to 30 miles per hour this afternoon. Chance of rain is 40%. I'll take that. Tonight, partly cloudy with a chance of showers and the low in the low 50s. It's still going to be kind of windy. Just a 20% chance of rain overnight. Tomorrow, we're looking at mostly cloudy skies with the highs in the upper 60s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low around 47 or 48. And then looking ahead a little bit for your weekend on Saturday, a partly sunny day at least with the high in the middle 70s. And Saturday night, mostly clear with the low in the low 50s. On Sunday, partly cloudy with the high in the upper 70s.
97.9 FM WCHL is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live 24/7 at chapelborough.com. There's an app for that.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett. At the Pensacola jail in Florida, two inmates reported dead. A natural gas explosion has injured prisoners and officers, up to 150 total. Reporter Terry Strickland is with the Pensacola News Journal.
People as far as 3 miles away from the facility reported that their houses shook from it. I mean, it was a big explosion. Back wall was blown out. There was debris coming out through the front entrance. Obviously, it was pretty catastrophic.
The explosion occurred late last night. About 600 inmates were in the jail at the time. Shortly afterwards,
there were dozens of people being brought out on stretchers. There's sort of a caravan of ambulances that was rotating in and out and taking prisoners and correctional officers.
Uninjured inmates were transferred to jails in other counties. Terry Strickland says officials still don't know what caused this blast.
There had been some flooding. Obviously, we had sustained a heck of a lot of rain over the last 2 days. I haven't determined yet if that water had anything to do with the explosion.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
632 at WCHL, we have 65 degrees this morning. According to recently released campaign finance reports, one sheriff's candidate has raised and spent more money than all his competitors combined. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more on the story.
Orange County will elect a new sheriff for the first time in 3 decades. And with 6 Democrats vying for the job, that race could be decided in next week's primary. With that in mind, candidates are spending the majority of their campaign dollars now. But no one has raised and spent as much as Charles Blackwood. According to first quarter campaign finance reports, the 32-year veteran of the sheriff's office raised $34,700 so far this election cycle. That includes $5,400 the campaign had on hand at the beginning of the race, another $5,800 Blackwood loaned his campaign, and $28,800 from individuals. Of that, Blackwood has spent $22,700. In addition to paying for signs and banners, the campaign has spent $5,000 on mailers, $3,400 on hats and t-shirts, $1,000 on a custom car wrap, and $460 in fuel. This puts him head and shoulders above his competition. For comparison, Keith Webster has raised $8,000, David Caldwell has raised $4,600, Andy Cagle has $4,200, Larry Fawcett has $3,500, and Buddy Parker raised a little more than $2,000. While most of the candidates have spent the bulk of the money raised, Blackwood still has $11,800 in his campaign coffers, which may prove useful if next week's primary triggers a runoff. If no one garners more than 40% of the vote, the top two candidates will face off in the second primary later this summer. Early voting is underway now until Saturday, and the primary is next Tuesday. For more about each candidate, you can listen to a forum hosted by the Orange County Democratic Party on our website, chapelborough.com. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM. WCHL.
Teachers, administrators, counselors, and other student advisors in the Chapel Hill Carborough City school system are ready to recruit more low-income and non-white students to enroll in advanced placement courses over the next 5 months. The Board of Education will be updated about the findings and progress of that three-part initiative at tonight's meeting. Back in May of 2013, the school system teamed up with Equal Opportunity Schools, a Seattle-based nonprofit organization dedicated to helping schools identify minority students that are not enrolled in the best academic programs, despite being capable of doing very well in them. East Chapel Hill High School and Carborough High School have completed 2 phases of a 3-phase process to close that gap. Phase 1 was a study of the problem, and Phase 2 was to educate school leaders about the size of the problem and its causes. In Phase 3, the plan will be actually implemented. The measure of the program's success by fall of 2014 will determine whether the two schools receive full payment of Google Grant funds of up to $13,500 for Carborough High and up to $16,400 for East Chapel Hill. Tonight's meeting of the Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools Board of Education is at 7 p.m. at the Lincoln Center, located at 750 South Merritt Mill Road in Chapel Hill. Local elected officials say they'll have to cut services, especially in the school systems, to make up for the budget cuts, which County Commissioner Penny Rich says were done to hurt the local governments.
We know that The state is purposely taking money away from school systems to make us suffer. It's not to make something better. It's to make us suffer and to make us spend our money.
Budget discussions between Orange County and the school systems begin Tuesday. Chapel Hill Carborough School Board member James Barrett says these cuts are moves by legislators that go against what the state constitution says is our foundation.
Our state constitution is very clear that the responsibility of providing a sound education for all of our students lies in the General Assembly, and they are passing on that.
While raising taxes increases the amount of money going out to a household budget or going out of a household budget, former mayor of Carborough and registered deeds candidate Mark Chilton says cuts to the budget, that's done more harm.
There's a lot of households whose household budgets have been hit hard by the legislature as well. Up until a few months ago, I was working in the nonprofit sector, and every day seeing people coming into our office who were single moms who were just barely scavenging it together with whatever resources they could find, and we're seeing the resources available declining rapidly. It puts people in some very tough situations.
Federal cuts piled on the state cuts with things like reduced food stamp funding, health care benefits. Rich adds that the cuts are sending more people below the poverty line.
We turn more people in our county into working poor instead of knowing that we can help them get above that. We talked a little bit about public education, but it's also the higher education. I have a son who's at App State. The first semester his food plan was not taxed. The second semester his food plan was taxed. How are we helping our families in North Carolina let their kids get higher education?
Chapel Hill Town Council member Ed Harrison says the General Assembly cut off the legs of local governments when it not only cut the budget, but it also reduced the authority of the local governing bodies.
For a city or town, particularly because we do not have home rule, nor do counties, that's been the major impact, because we entered the session without having home rule, and the General Assembly majority just piled on higher and deeper. They took away what little authority we thought we had in some cases. For instance, in the city of Durham case, the ability to control who gets their water and sewer.
There's a lot more to this story. You can get it on our website at chapelboro.com and also hear it later in the morning on WCHL. Those comments were made during the panel from Raleigh to Orange, the 2014 WCHL Community Forum. The Chapel Hill Carborough community is mourning the recent passing of Robin Britt, co-owner of Merritt Store and Grill. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
I think you're going to miss that mother figure that she provided in Chapel Hill. I mean, there's not a lot of people that stand firm and want to know people, and that's what she was all about.
That's interior designer Lucinda Poole. She's a close friend of Robin Britt, the co-owner of Merritt Store and Grill, a beloved Chapel Hill institution since 1929. Robin Britt died on April 25th, 9 months after she was diagnosed with cancer. She was 51 years old. She was born Robin Noel in Richmond, Virginia on July 14, 1962, Bastille Day, as she liked to remind friends and family. She loved all things French. Her son, 25-year-old Charles Britt, has been coming down from Manhattan to help out with managing the store ever since his mother was diagnosed with cancer. He was there this past Monday morning when Merritt's was packed with customers who wanted to express their condolences and share memories. Some created a memorial by placing flowers, cards, and stuffed animals on the bench in front of the store. Some paid tribute by simply buying one of those famous BLTs that made Merritt's a destination for foodies, as well as blue-collar workers or anyone else who just wanted the best sandwich in Chapel Hill. Charles said that Robin put a lot of love into that BLT. She called it a love sandwich. She insisted on using locally sourced ingredients, and she put the same love and care into how the place looked and how it felt to be there. Robin Britt and her husband Bob took over the business back in 1991. In 2008, they decided to renovate Merritt's to create more of a sit-down, family-friendly atmosphere, which now includes live bluegrass music just about every weekend. Here's Charles Britt.
She loves just the beauty in rustic things and the beauty in people, and she wanted it to be more of a community and a gathering point. And really it was her mission field to share God's love just with the community, even if it's just through a quick conversation or a pat on the back.
Robin's motto for Merritt's was, where the country meets the university. And it truly is a melting pot, says Charles.
You'd have the plumber sitting next to a psychiatrist or a professor, and the conversation that would rise up out of that is just amazing.
On Monday, a customer shared a story with Charles about a time Robin looked out the window of Merritt's and spotted two fellows pushing a car up the hill on Columbia Street. They came into the store to buy a drink, and she gave them both jobs on the spot. Her friend Lucinda Poole recalls an outgoing person with a deep Christian faith who treated everybody who came through Merritt's door as a friend and not in a superficial way. Robin Britt was genuinely interested in the lives of other people, their families, and how they were doing.
People will say, I met her once and I've never forgotten it. You know, and I said, what do you do to people? And she said, I always found that the most interesting thing about people is what they weren't saying.
Charles says that Robin held on to that faith and selfless regard for others all through her nine-month battle with cancer. He says that was true even when she was bedridden during her final days.
It was amazing that, you know, even when she could hardly talk, her interest was in her visitors and how to make them feel comforted, not herself.
Crispy Bess is a local rock and roll guitar player in the bands Dexter Romweber and the New Romans, Killer Filler, and Fat Lynx. He's also something of an expert on great Southern food. Years ago, he and his friend Hoppy Newton did a profile of Merritt's for a short-lived show about barbecue on public access television. From that day on, he says, Robin Britt treated Bess like a king every time he walked into the store. He'd get free food, a good table, and a heap of praise from Robin. He says that still floors him to this day.
I think that makes her, like, you know, truly exceptional. You know, I cannot recall meeting anybody like that in my life before, and I think that we're going to miss that.
Robin Britt is survived by her husband Bob and her sons Charles and Bobby. A celebration of life is scheduled on May 25th at 3 p.m. at Aqueduct Conference Center in Chapel Hill. In lieu of flowers, the family requests that friends consider donating to the Robin Britt Memorial Fund. Charles says that some of the money will go toward creating a memorial garden at the Aqueduct Conference Center. Some of it will go toward Robin Britt's medical bills. For more about the life of Robin Britt, you can find this story at chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
She will be missed by so many people. 642 at WCHL. Walt Mack is today's commentator, and he talks about how our teachers are being disrespected by the governor and the General Assembly.
I am Earl McKee, Orange County Commissioner for District 2 and candidate for re-election. Orange County is a bright light in what many perceive to be dark days for North Carolina. We must continue to be that light, leading the way to ensure the perception of retreat on environmental and social issues does not become reality. I am Earl McKee, Democratic candidate, and I would appreciate your vote on May the 6th.
Paid for by Earl McKee for District 2.
At Jersey Mike's Subs, we're passionate about three things: making authentic and delicious submarine sandwiches, providing extraordinary customer service, and giving back to our local community. This is Charlie Ferris, and I'm delighted to announce the grand opening of our new location in Chapel Hill North. Check out chapelboro.com or Jersey Mike's Chapel Hill's Facebook page and get a coupon for a free sub when you make a minimum $2 donation to Chapel Hill High or East Chapel Hill High.
At Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace Headquarters, we are thrilled with the tremendous response to our hot, fresh coffee, but we need to clarify a few points. Cruiser's brews fresh coffee and discards any that doesn't get enjoyed while fresh. This not-so-fresh coffee is not available for purchase and resale by other coffee shops. Though Cruiser sells coffee shop quality coffee using 100% Arabica beans, we cannot provide the snooty service often associated with coffee shops. And although our taste break guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. Fresh, great-tasting coffee, guaranteed, only at Cruiser's. Good to go.
It is 6:43 at WCHL, and we have 63 degrees in Chapel Hill, and we have a complete look at your weather forecast coming up in just a few minutes.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Walt Mack. Public Service Recognition Week runs from May 4th through May 10th. The purpose of Public Service Recognition Week is to honor military, federal, state, county, and local government employees whose hard work has made our government the best in the world. Yet, our governor, state legislators, and Republicans seeking election to the U.S. Senate are demeaning and disparaging public servants by their words and actions. For example, is recognition being shown to our teachers, who are among the lowest paid in the nation? Is respect being shown to our men and women in the armed forces, who are being discharged only to find they can't get a job to feed their families or to receive proper medical care after 10 years of futile wars? And imagine for a moment that all federal civil servant jobs were abolished and the 2.1 million civil servants were fired. What kind of America would this be like? It would not be the number one nation in the world as we know it, but rather a third world nation at best. All of the so-called entitlement programs and services that we take for granted would cease to exist. Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. Our beautiful national parks would be defiled and exploited by profiteers, decimating forests, plundering natural resources, and drilling for oil. It's a grim picture, but to make a point, our public service workers are vital to America's greatness. I am humbled to learn of the numerous ways our public service employees keep our government functioning efficiently and effectively without expectation of fanfare. Whether you are retired or are still working as a public service employee, thank you for your service and contribution to our country. This is Walt Mack.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Inside Carolina Athletics, brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
For the first time since the second day of April, there is no Wednesday baseball for the Tar Heels, so no game to recap today. But it is the exam period and plenty to talk about with the head coach of the Tar Heels, Mike Fox, who got this week started off up in New York City in the Bronx to see former Tar Heel pitcher Michael Morin make his major league debut with the Los Angeles Angels. Coach Fox and the entire staff headed up to the Big Apple to not only see Morin, but a few other Tar Heels.
Yeah, it was good. The coaches all got to travel to Yankee Stadium. We got to see Chris Iannetta and Adam Warren, and you know, we saw Matt Harvey afterwards, and of course saw Michael up there and his family in their first time in a major league park as a big leaguer is very cool, and glad we all got an opportunity to go.
We all know you can't predict Mother Nature, and circumstances can change quickly, which is why your Trusted Choice agent wants you to consider purchasing flood insurance now before you need it. Without flood insurance, you have no protection if your home or business sustains damage. There's a 30-day waiting period for new flood policies, so don't wait. Get flood insurance today before you need it.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
There is some women's tennis news to report as well for the 12th time in the last 13 seasons and the 10th time under head coach Brian Kalbas. The UNC women's tennis team has been awarded a home regional and a national seed for the NCAA Division I team championship. This was announced earlier this week. The Tar Heels are the number 7 seed in the 2014 event and will welcome VCU, Tennessee, and Georgia State to the Cone-Kenfield Tennis Center May 9th and 10th.
Inside Carolina Athletics has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Coming up next, WCHL's Traffic and Weather Together.
Hey, this is Dan Patrick from my friends at the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group. The group recently opened up a new restaurant. It's called Page Road Grill. Great place to meet friends in the middle of the triangle. They got fantastic southern cuisine. They got 20 beers on tap, plenty of parking, but they also offer a full catering menu. And they can handle any and all of your catering needs. They can do a small office event or cocktail party, or they can go big. They've actually catered events for over 1,000 folks. They can provide lunch and dinner buffets with feature menu selections from their award-winning restaurants. Mez, Squids, 411 West, 518 West, or Spanky's. They can also do boxed breakfasts or lunches or elegant dinner parties. And, of course, they offer an incredible selection of hors d'oeuvres and appetizers that will make any gathering a culinary success. There's only one problem they need to address. They don't go out of state, so they can't deliver to my man cave here. PageRoadGrill.com or click on catering. That's PageRoadGrill.com. PageRoadGrill.com.
All right, 6:49 at WCHL, and time now for traffic and weather together. This traffic report is brought to you by Berkeley Grimble and the folks at Grimble Jewelers on the Elliott Road in the Village Plaza, right next to Whole Foods. Grimble Jewelers, Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler. Now, here we go with Rand Northam to tell you all about traffic.
Thank you very much, Ron. 15501 northbound right now, seeing some delays, some early delays this morning between I-40 and Garrett Road. Otherwise, things are moving smoothly as they usually do at this time of the morning. And throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior if you see anything that needs reporting. All you have to do is give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask, however you get in touch with us, we ask you to do it safely.
All right. I'll do that. I'll tweet you in just a few minutes.
I'd appreciate that.
If you don't mind.
Sure.
I'll do it safely.
Excellent.
From the safety of my seat right here in front of the microphone. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ron.
Good to see you this morning. Nice green shirt.
Good to see you.
Wonderful ensemble. Ladies and gentlemen, always fashionably hip. And hip in so many other ways.
Well,
Rand Northam.
That's the jury's still out on all of that.
Well, just look who's doing the judging here, you know. Got to consider the source. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather brought to you by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in all of North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Oh, yes. All right, it is 65 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, mostly cloudy, scattered showers with isolated thunderstorms possible. Just a 40% chance of rain today, and I'll take that because it's so much better than what we have had. High today in the upper 70s and some strong winds later on in the afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, isolated showers possible this evening, 20% chance of that. It's going to be windy and the low in the low 50s, and then tomorrow we'll look at it mostly cloudy with a high in the upper 60s. So, not really all that bad. That's our forecast, and hope that's okay with you. Looks like a pretty cloudy day on the way. And now let's take a look at celebrity birthdays on WCHL. Got a few of those to pass along to you this morning. Country singer Sonny James is 85 years old today. Happy birthday, Sonny James. Singer Judy Collins, 75. Actor Stephen Mott is 72. Rita Coolidge, 69 years old today. Remember her? Let's see here. Douglas Barr, actor, director, 65 years old today. Actor Dan Florek is 63. He's on Law & Order on TV, Special Victims Unit. Singer-songwriter Ray Parker Jr., I ain't afraid of no ghosts, 60 years old today. Hall of Fame jockey Steve Coffin, 54. Let's see here. Actor Charlie Slatter, 48. Tim McGraw, country singer, 47 years old today. Movie director Wes Anderson is 45. Actress Julie Benz, 42. Darius McCrary, another actor, 38 years old today. And Jamie Dornan in the film 50 Shades of Grey, 32 years old today. Got some local celebrities celebrating birthdays today, and that would include Elizabeth DeBose. Happy birthday, Elizabeth. Hope it's a really good one for you. And our birthday winner of the day is Allison Moore. Happy birthday, Allison. We got a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores, Fordham Boulevard and Metamont, where they love taking care of their customers, and they will love taking care of you, too. Allison Moore, happy birthday from all of us at WCHL.
Rabbit!
First day of the month,
and
what'd you got to say?
Following our tradition, because it does fall in the middle of the work week,
We
just insured ourselves.
Good luck.
Good luck for an entire month. 31 days.
Exactly.
More bang for the buck.
Hard to believe. It's June already. I mean, May already, isn't it?
It would be hard.
I'm really
if it was
thinking
June.
Ahead. Yeah, I don't know what I'm talking
rabbit,
about.
Rabbit, rabbit. And, of course, if you miss this opportunity, first thing you say out of the bed of this particular morning, you got chances tonight.
You say two bar,
which is rabbit, rabbit backwards. And then tomorrow morning.
Carrot.
You got three chances.
Yeah, and if you don't do it in all three of those chances, then you're on your own.
Yeah,
and we can't help you.
Swallow a horseshoe.
We have, you know, we have all the best wishes in mind for you all month long, but you know, if you can't get that right, then, you know, I'm sorry.
We see you on Franklin Street with a rabbit feet hanging out your pocket. We know what happened.
Exactly. We'll know why.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to go walk under any ladders today or
no.
have any
you shouldn't
black,
do that anyway.
Black cats crossing
right, right.
my path.
Right.
But what
don't
kind
break
of,
any mirrors.
What
kind don't of open up any umbrellas
yeah, right.
in the house.
Exactly.
Countries of the world.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Good.
Today is today's kind of, you know, you have to think about this one a little bit, too.
Can't wait, yeah.
I had to maybe venture an educated guess.
Okay.
All right, six nations on our planet. Mm-hmm. The third rock from the sun.
Okay.
Have populations with at least 20% over 65 years of age.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Name one.
Name one of them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Six nations on the planet have populations with at least 20% of its population over 65 years of age.
Mm-hmm.
Name one.
Yeah, I think somebody ought to be able to get that pretty easily.
Well, I hope so.
Would think.
I mean, we're into love here. They won.
919-929-WCHL is your number to call if you think you know the answer. And we'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers if you know the answer.
You'll be so good to go.
Yes, you will.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
All this month, WCHL is putting moms in our spotlight. It's Mother's Day month, and today's hometown hero mom is Debbie Davis Noel. She was nominated by her husband, Doug Noel.
Debbie's had a tough year. She's lost her mom, we've lost our son, and she lost an aunt. And during that whole process, she's been kind of the strong piece that holds us all together, and to make sure that we don't lose sight of our day-to-day things that moms do. We still have a wonderful daughter, and we now have a granddaughter, and we still have a grandson, and so she is kind of puts all of the details together to help us all go through those downsides and keeps us kind of uplifted during the good times. And she takes care of all those details when we know that it's something we could do, but she can do a lot better.
Well, there have been some terrible things that have happened in your family in the last year, but certainly I'm glad you're able to remember the good things as well, like the birth of your granddaughter. And I know that Debbie also has endured some other personal problems that were related to physical well-being.
Yeah, she's had one knee replaced. We've had some work on, and she's had work on her other knee. She's had some surgeries on her wrist, and she's had one other surgery. I can't remember what that's about, but she's had to endure all of that. She's also had adult onset of asthma, so she deals with that during this kind of season when the pollen's kind of bad, but also during times when there's a lot of smells around. So she has to endure those at the same time from a day-to-day period.
In spite of all that, she's managed to still be a good mom, a good grandmother, and a wonderful wife, I'm sure.
Absolutely. And it comes from more than just our family. We've had other people share that with us as well, that how strong she is through all the times.
I guess you could describe Debbie as a survivor.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, congratulations to Debbie Davis Noel, today's honoree, a special Moms Month here on WCHL, and she is today's WCHL hometown hero.
Wonderful.
And today's honoree gets a free massage from Massage Envy Spa at Eastgate and South Point.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Hey, that's just the first of many special moms we're going to recognize all month right here on WCHL. It's 6:58. What was that statistic you threw out again?
Six nations on the planet.
Six nations.
With 20% of their population over 65 years of age.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to guess the United States.
No.
No? All right.
We're only about like 13%.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Means well, you and I, well, I'm not there yet. Are you not, you're not
no,
there
I'm
yet.
No, I'm not there yet either.
Okay.
Don't make me any older than I am. I was going to say originally England or Great Britain. No?
Nope.
Well, I don't know. Just tell me.
Okay. What? Well, here's your six opportunities. The most, Monaco.
Really?
Yes. 28.7% of their country.
Wow.
Is 65 or over. Now, you can just kind of think about that. I mean,
a lot of people retire there, I guess.
You retire there. You know, it's a fairly well-to-do principality,
absolutely,
little nation, what have you. Second is Japan.
Oh.
Of course, where ancestor worship is very much a part of their culture. 24.8%. Third is Germany.
Wow.
20.9%. Italy, 20.8%.
Mm-hmm.
Sweden, 20.5%. And sixth, Greece, 20.1%.
Hey, you know what? Gary Ricciuso, Gary from New Jersey, I call him, called in here and said Greece. So, Gary, you barely squeezed in there, buddy, but you are our trivia winner today, and you're going to get a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Thank you very much. Freddie will be back with another question for you bright and early tomorrow. It is going to be cloudy all day, scattered showers and thunderstorms possible, only a 40% chance. High today in the upper 70s.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 7 o'clock.
Carolina baseball.
Russell throws to second base, and it's Omaha for Carolina.
WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News, I'm Frank Settapane. An explosion rips through the county jail in Pensacola, Florida.
Three of our police officers witnessed at least two inmates that were killed.
More than one.